聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月8日，星期五。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们圣安者的Srila Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博迦梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
对。
Yes, Maharaj.
早上好。
早上好。
Jai Radha Madhavan, Punjabi Ha, Jai Radha Madhavan, Punjabi Ha, Gopi Jana Balavan, Devaraja.Gopi Jana Balabha Kibarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Sanarana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Munati Ravana ChaNamunati Ravanacha Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Munati RamYamunati Ravanacha Punjabiha. What's the verse again? Number four?
Number five.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Bhagavad Gita, text number 5, chapter 13.
我们今天阅读呢是博迦梵歌的第十三章的第五十节。
Rishi Bir Bahuda Gitam Chando Bir Vividai Pritak Rama Sutra Padais Chaiva Etu Mad Bir Vinishchitahai Rishi Bir Bahuda Gitam Chando Bir Vividai PritakBrahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madbir Vinishchitai Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chando Bir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madbir Vinishchitai Say the words Rishibhi
Rishibhi
By the wise sages
有名智的智者
Bahuda in many ways
Bahuda 以很多不同的方式
Gitam describe
Gitam 描述了
Chandobi by the Vedic hymns
Chandobi 被伟达的赞歌
Vividai various
Vividai, 各种
Brahma Sutra, a of the Vedanta.
From the Sutra Vedanta Jinda.
Padai, by the aphorisms.
Padai, 以格言的形式。
Cha, also.
Cha, 还有。
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定。
A to might be, with cause and effect.
A to might be, 以因果。
Vinishchitai.
Vinishchitai.
Certain.
确定。
Translation. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings.It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect.
译文，不同的智者在不同的韦达文献中描述了有关活动场所和场所知悉者的知识，韦达经则专门用因果关系对其进行了推理。
Apart, Yautsu, by His Divine Grace,A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. Krishna is explaining this most controversial point. Regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the supersoul, by referring to scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. First, he says this is according to different sages. As far as the sages are concerned, besides himself, Vyas, the author of Vedanta Sutra, is a great sage. And in the Vedanta Sutra, duality is perfectly explained. And Vyasadeva's father, Parashara, is also a great sage.And he writes in his book of religiosity, Aham Tvam Satanye, we, you, I, and various other living entities are all transcendental, although in material bodies.
要旨由十二法法提供。尽管至尊人格首神 Krishna 就是解释这门知识的最高权威，但因为博学的学者和标准的权威人士习惯于从以往的权威处引述证据，所以 Krishna 通过引证公认的经典《维丹塔经》，二元性在其中得到了完满的解释，来解释有关灵魂和超灵的二元性与非二元性这最有争议的焦点问题。他首先说，这是不同的智者说的。说到智者，除了 Krishna 本人是最伟大的智者外，韦达经 Vedanta Sutra 的作者 Vyasadeva 和他的父亲 Parashara 也是伟大的智者。Parashara 在他的宗教作品中写道，我们称你、我和其他各种生物，尽管在物质的躯体里，但全都是超然的。Maharaj。
Now we are fallen into the ways of the three modes of material nature according to our different karma. As such, some are on the higher levels and some are in the lower nature. The higher and lower natures exist due to ignorance and are being manifested in an infinite number of living entities. But the super soul, which is infallible, is uncontaminated by the three qualities of nature and is transcendental. Similarly,In the original Vedas, a distinction between the soul, the supersoul, and the body is made, especially in the Katha Upanishad. There are many great sages who have explained this, and Parashara is considered principal among them.
我们按各自不同的业报 karma 分别坠入了物质自然三重属性的掌握中，因此现在有些在较高的层面上，有些在较低的自然中。在无数生物中，之所以有较高和较低的自然展示，是因为存在于无知。但是 永不犯错的超灵不受三种自然属性的污染，是超然的。同样，在原始伟达经中，特别是在卡塔乌帕尼沙的中，对灵魂、超灵和躯体进行了区分，许多伟大的智者都解释了这一点。 Parsara 作为其中最重要的智者也做出了解释。
The word Chandobi refers to various Vedic literatures. The Taittiriya Upanishad, for instance, is in a branch of the Yajurveda, describes nature and the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
梵文被伟达赞歌 Chandobi 一词是指不同的伟达文献，例如 Yajurveda 的一个分册，Taittiriya Upanishad 也描述了自然、生物和至尊人格首身。
As stated before, Kshetra is the field of activities, and there are two kinds of Kshetragya, the individual living entity and the supreme living entity. As stated in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahma Puchtam Pratishta,There is this manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy known as Anamaya, dependence upon food for existence. This is a materialistic realization of the Supreme. Then in Pranamaya, after realizing the Supreme Absolute Truth in food, one can realize the Absolute Truth in the living symptoms of life forms. In Dhyanamaya, realization extends beyond the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing.Then there is Brahman realization called Vijnanamaya, in which the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. The next and supreme stage is Anandamaya, realization of the all-blissful nature. Thus, there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahma Pucham. Out of these, the first three, Anamaya, Pranamaya, and Vijnanamaya,involve the fields of activities of the living entities. Transcendental to all these fields of activities is the Supreme Lord, who is called Anandamaya.
如前所述，活动场所的知悉者 Chaitragyan 有两种，即个体生物和至尊生物。正如在 Taittiriya Upanishad 第二章的第五节诗中声明，凡是万事万物的源头 Brahmacham Pratishta 梵文 Brahmacham Pratishta 是指觉悟凡有五个阶段，当生物觉悟到自己依靠食物而生存时，就对至尊真理有了物质性的觉悟，这觉悟称为 Anamaya， 是至尊主展示的一种能量。接着在食物中觉悟了至尊绝对真理后，人就能够在生命表征或者生存形式中觉悟到绝对真理，这种觉悟被称为叫 Pranamaya， 觉悟超出生命表征的范畴，发展到觉悟思想、感觉和意志时，人就具有了称为 Dhyanamaya 的觉悟，随后对凡的觉悟称为 Vijnanamaya，即觉悟到了生物的心念和生命表征与生物本身不同。下一个阶段是最高的阶段，称为 Anandamaya， 即觉悟到了至尊真理的极乐本性。因此觉悟凡有五个阶段，在这五个阶段中， Anamaya、Pranamaya 和 Dhyanamaya 这前三个阶段都涉及到生物的活动场所。超越所有这些活动场所的是称为 Anandamaya 的至尊主。 Maharaj
OK The Supreme Lord who is called Anandamaya, the Vedanta Sutta also describes the Supreme by saying Anandamayo Vyasat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is by nature full of joy. To enjoy his transcendental bliss, he expands into Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Vijnanamaya, and Anamaya. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be the enjoyer, and different from him is the Anandamaya. That means that if the living entity decides to enjoy in dovetailing himself with the Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. This is the real picture of the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower of the field, the living entity as a subordinate knower in the nature of the field of activity. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra of the Brahma Sutra.
维丹塔经还说， 至尊人格守神本性极乐， Ananda Mayo Vyasat， 他为了享受自己超然的极乐而扩展为 Vegyamaya Gyamaya Pramaya 和Anamaya， 在活动场所中， 生物被认为是享受者， 与他不同的是 Ananda Maya 至尊主。 这意味着如果生物决定再把自己的愿望与至尊主的愿望相吻合的情况下享受，那它就变得完美了。这是对场所的至尊知悉者、至尊主、重组知悉者、生物的和活动场所本性的真实写照，应该在维丹塔经或称为Brahma Sutra中寻找这一真理。
It is mentioned here that the codes of the Brahma Sutra are very nicely arranged according to cause and effect. Some of the sutras are aphorisms, are na viyad ashute, natma shute, and paratu tat shutu. The first aphorism indicates the field of activity, the second indicates the living entity, and the third indicates the Supreme Lord, the Summum Bonum, among all the manifestations of the various entities.
这节诗中提到了Brahma经中的格言是按照选集经行安排的， 比如Brahma的经第二篇第三章的第二句格言 Sutra是指活动场所 Navidyat Ashuste， 第18句格言是指生物 Natma Shute， 这第40句格言是指至尊主 至善至美的生物 Paratu Tatshute。
Finish?
Yes, Maharaj.
You speak a little louder.
Yes, Maharaj.
We have a heavy, heavy rain here and I can't hear so much.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So we have a little commentary by Purujan Prabhu.
Okay, 那这件事呢, Purujan Prabhu也做出了一些评述。
This is a very important verse.
这是一件很重要的事件。
Although Krishna has just said in text 3, that is my opinion. And although he's already established his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he refers to two other authorities to substantiate his words.
虽然说在第三个世界里面， Krishna已经说了这是我的意见， 就是他都已经把他是至尊人格守神的这个地位呢已经确立起来了，但是他在这个世界里面呢， 就又从另外两个权威的途径来证实了这一点。
Krishna in his role of a guru thus presents corresponding references to sadhu and shastra. Srila Prabhupada says,
那Krishna呢， 他是处于guru的地位， 但是呢另外还有两个这个参考的途径，就是经典和sadhu圣人。 Srila Prabhupada这么讲。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities.
那么尽管至尊人格守神 Krishna 就是解释这门知识的最高权威，但因为学博学的学者和标准的权威人士呢，习惯于从以往的权威处引述证据。
Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the super soul by referring to a scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority.
Shri Krishna 呢，他就通过引述 Vedanta， 我们接受为是权威的这个经典，来在解释着二元性和非二元性的这些看似矛盾的这些要点。
By quoting from the Taittiriya Upanishad of the Yajurveda, Srila Prabhupada confirms Krishna's words that more details are available in the Vedas. There are basically two Vedic systems in which one progresses indirectly without descending information and realization.
但是呢，就是在这个亚祖韦达的其中的一个分册Taittiriya Upanishad 中呢 ，Krishna 他也Srila Prabhupada 他就解释了，Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't follow. I mean, I forget the last part. What did you say? Could you read the second part?
Without descending information.
就是没有这个至上， yeah. 没有至上而下的信息。
The second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad, which Prabhupada quotes in his purport, describes one of them.
那在Srila Prabhupada他所引述的，在药师里面引述的这个Taittiriya Upanishad的第二章里面。就解释了其中的一点。
It is called Vyasti, the system in which a person directs his meditation toward the self and thus seeks to understand the absolute by considering himself part of the supreme.
那么就这个人呢，他通过进行自我的冥想，然后在觉悟自我的这个过程中呢，他就认识到自己是至尊的一部分。
Analogously, one can study the nature of the entire ocean by scrutinizing one drop. The second indirect system is called Samasti, in which one studies the entirety of the universe while considering the body of the Supreme.
就是说当一个人他去仔细的研习海洋里的一滴水的时候呢，他能够理解整个海洋的所处在的这种品质。那么就是当一个人他去研习他自己的这个身体的这个特征的时候呢，他也能够了解整个至尊的这个躯体。
Okay. Now, in the Vyasti system,One observes encasing the living in his consciousness five sheaths or koshas, five coverings.
那么当人在去研习这 Vyasti 的这个体系的时候呢，他就能够了解这是由五种气所覆盖，由五个 kosha 所覆盖。
Anamaya, depending on food for existence.
Anamaya, 这是依赖于食物的体系的
Pranamaya, living symptoms and life forms.
Pranamaya 是一些是通过这个就是生命的表征来 Pranamaya.Yeah, pranamaya is what is through the
living symptoms and life forms.
Okay, pranamaya 是在这个生命的形式中的一些生存的体征。
And ganamaya, thinking, feeling, and willing.
Ganamaya 是思想、感受和意志。
Viganamaya.Distinguishing the mind and the life symptoms from the self.
Vijnanamaya 呢，就是 能够区别于心念和生命表征与身体本身的不同。
And Anandamaya, realization of the all blissful nature.
Anandamaya 呢，就是能够意识到真正的极乐的本性。
All five are progressively developed stages of subjective individual consciousness.
那么所有呢，这五个阶段呢，都在这个每一个个人的知觉之中被解释出来。
And are also objective manifestations of the Lord's energy.
而且呢，这也是主的能量的冰与的。
Which?
Oh, sorry, Marge. I this is also the objective energy of the Lord.
Yeah, it's a little complicated.
Yeah.
They are also objective manifestations of the Lord's energy.
那么这些呢，也是主的能量的展现的形式。
In which Brahman, the absolute or the greatest, is realized, even if directly or relatively.
Brahman,
the greatest, and it's realized in different ways.
那么这些伟大的人呢，他们是以各种各样不同的方式来觉悟。对不起啊，我这段实际上是没太听懂。
A mundane example of subjective consciousness is that nevertheless has it's too complicated. It's very philosophical. Objective existence. A citizen does not create a concept of belonging to the country as a citizen. The country creates that.Okay, I'm just going to skip that.
Yeah, maybe you can paraphrase it.
Yeah, I'm trying. That, you know, we think we both, I'm American or Chinese just because you have an ID card. But that's not real. That's just an idea that the country invented. We didn't, you don't invent that when you're born.
是这样啊，就比如说
Later we identify them.
Yeah, 就比如说我们其实每个人觉得自己好像是一个美国人是一个中国人然后因为我们拿到了一个美国人或中国人的一个这个身份证或者护照但事实上呢这是这个国家所给我们所创造出来一种身份并不是当我们在出生的时候就具有的这样的一种身份。
So then they're again describing the Anamoya.Thinks of everything as food.
然后呢，阿那摩耶呢，他这会儿的认知呢，就觉得所有的一切都是食物。
Not much. That's the very beginning stage of consciousness. Not really aware of anything else.
那么这会儿呢，就是在这个知觉的最最初级的这个阶段，他根本就没有办法意识到其他的所有的食物。
But it's the Lord's energy.
但是呢，这是主的能量。
When one comes to the stage of pranamaya, his consciousness advances to an awareness of his own active life symptoms, and he identifies with them.
但是当人他进入到了 pranamaya 的这个阶段的时候呢，他就能够意识到他自己的生命的一些体征。然后呢，他会去认同于他自己的这个生命的体征。
So this is a little more clear. His view of the external world is unified, trying to keep alive.
然后这会儿呢，他就会和他的就是他就会对于和外界的这个事物的认知呢，进行一种联合，然后以这样的方式呢，让自己活下去。
And most of the human society is on that level.
大部分的人类呢都是处于这样的层面。
In Ganamoya, we become aware of our own thinking and feeling and willing. We can observe these things.
那么 Ganamoya 呢，也就是说，这人他就开始意识到他自己的想法、感觉以及意愿，然后呢，就开始觉知到这些。
And Ramanujacharya explains that the Taittiriya.It's only for civilized human beings that follow Vedic culture.
那么 Ramanujacharya 就解释呢，就是这个Taittiriya 奥义书，它只是对那些遵循伟达的教义的简单思想的那些人而准备的经文。
So these first three stages of consciousness, someone who's still an illusion.One who identifies with the body and the mind and the activities.
所以说呢，就是在这前三种的这个知觉的状态呢，也就认为着，也就意味着这个人他依然还是处于某种程度的虚幻之中，他依然去认同于自己的身体、言语以及自己的行为。
But when you get to Vijnana Maya, you know, Vijnana usually means.We say Jnana and Vijnana. Jnana means you have knowledge. Vijnana means you do something about it.
那么这个当人到了 Vijnana 的这个阶段的时候 ，Vijnana Maya 的阶段，那这个 Jnana 一般它分为 Jnana 和 Vijnana。Jnana 的意思就是你得到了一些知识，那 Vijnana 呢就是在这知识中去行动。
But in Vijnana Maya.We understand we're a spirit soul separate from the body and mind.
那么在这个 Vijnana， 那么在 Vijnana 的这个层面中呢，就是我们意识到了我们是灵性的灵魂，并不是我们的心意以及躯体。那么这是超然的知识。
Then the Supreme Lord is known as Anandamaya, full of bliss. One realizes and identifies as a servant of the Lord.
那么至尊主呢，他是 Ananda Maya， 他是完全极乐的。那么当一个人意识到这一点的时候呢，他意识到他自己是主的仆人。
So this is Krishna's energy. Then Prabhupada says to enjoy his transcendental bliss, the Supreme Lord expands into all these different things.
那然后呢Shri Prabhupada 说，所以这是 Krishna 的内在的能量。Shri Prabhupada 就说呢，为了要去享受所有这一切呢， Krishna 他就会让自己扩展，并且处于所有的这些事物之中。
So if the living entity can come to the point of, you know, putting himself together, dovetailing it to the Anandamaya, that's Krishna.Then he becomes perfect. That is the real understanding.
那所以当一个人他能够让自己在做任何事情的时候都和主 Krishna 的这个 Ananda Maya 的内在能量相契合的时候，那他就处在一个很完美的状态下了。
Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave.Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana LalitaShri Vishakhanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvisesha, Sunyavadi, Paschacha Desatarane. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Kapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. So there's a lot of very complicated, you know, sounding philosophical things here.
在今天这个世界里面呢，有很多非常复杂的、听着很难懂的哲学的要点。
But essentially, it's the simple message.
但是其实实际上来说呢，就是很简单的信息。
That we're not the body, and that we're, and that's the first stage.
那也就是说呢，我们并不是这具躯体，这是第一阶段。
When we come to Gyanamaya, Vijnanamaya. Then we can understand that we're separate from the body and the mind. But many so-called spiritual teachings, then they don't go beyond that. Some think you're the mind. The mind is subtle, the mind is unlimited.
那有人就会觉得呢，你是这个心意，因为心意它是非常的精微的，而且是无限的。
But when then the next stage is to get to Anandamaya means to understand where the soul is part of the Supreme Soul. You know the Supreme Soul, and then they want to serve the Supreme Soul, Krishna.
然后呢，但是到了这个Anandamaya的这个阶段呢，也就是说，除了意识到自己是灵魂之外呢，还意识到了超灵，然后呢，意识到了自己是。 超灵的仆人，所以呢，就要去服务超灵，也就是服务 Krishna.
And then a very important point of it in this verse is that Krishna refers to Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
而且在这个世界里面还有一个非常重要的一点，就是 Krishna 他参考了，就是他提到了 Guru, Shastra 和 Sadhu.
Although Krishna has made it very clear that he's the source of everything, everything comes from him, and then later, I am the source of the Vedanta, and I'm the knower of Vedanta and everything.
那虽然说Krishna他非常的清晰的指出，一切都来源于他，他是一切的源泉，而且在后来他在这个世界里面也提到了他是伟达经的编纂者，也是伟达经的知悉者。
But here he's referring to what he says is also in the Vedanta, and it's also of the sages say it.
但是他这里面呢，引经据典的证明，就是他所说的话呢，也是在经典中里面所涵盖的内容，而且是其他的圣人所讲述的。那这是非常重要的。
It's important, and for us to understand that we need to back up what we say from scripture, from guru and shastra, and sadhu.
很重要，因为我们知道，就我们所讲的每一句话，它都必须是要有 guru, sadhu 和经典的支撑的。
So.Whatever, what we hear also, we want to check if it's in line with Guru and Shastra and Sadhu. We may hear from a devotee. Sometimes we hear something and we're not sure if it's right or not. We have to check, ask them, where did you get this? Where's the scriptural reference?
所以说呢，就当我们听到某些信息的时候呢，我们也必须要进行核查，这个它是不是根据经典还有萨鲁和咕噜那里所讲的，比如说我们有时候从奉献者那里听到了一些话以后呢，那我们就会问他，就是你说的这些话是根据哪一个经典来的呢？就是是由哪一位咕噜或者是萨鲁给了这样的支撑呢
？That's the very important point of this.
所以说呢，这是
the knowledge is to come up to understanding we're servant of Krishna. That's the highest level of knowledge.
那么所以呢，这是最重要的。那还有呢，就是我们要想得到，就是我们得到的最高的这个知识，就是明白了是主 Krishna 的仆人，并且要为 Krishna 做服务。
Then from the guru and scripture, we learn then how to serve Krishna.
然后呢，从 guru
一进去 One thing to know, okay, I'm a servant of Krishna. Then we want to do some service. That's important.
所以说呢，从 guru 和经典那里呢，我们就知道了如何去服务 Krishna. 那首先呢，我们是知道了我们是 Krishna 的仆人，然后呢，我们想为 Krishna 做服务。那然后我们应该怎么去做服务？所以这都是很重要的。
So the other things, you know, there's Mayavadis, yogis, they talk about these coverings a lot, but they don't know what the soul is. They know a lot, that's a gani.
那比如说像这个Mayavadi, 还有像瑜伽师们，他们其实是会谈很多的这些覆盖，但他们其实不知道这个灵魂到底是怎么回事，他们只是处在这种gani的状态下。
Gyanis, they cultivate knowledge and they know a lot of things. They can speak very nicely about these coverings and about Brahman and all these things, but they don't talk about service. They don't have any knowledge of the personality of Godhead. They think the personality is a temporary material thing. That's completely opposite of the fact.
那这个 Gyani 们呢，他们会收集很多的知识，他们也能够很善谈的去讨论关于覆盖、关于这个灵魂的这个知识，但是呢，他们却没有办法去触及到关于对主的服务的这个话题。他们就是他们，因为他们不知道这方面的这个信息。
So we've covered a lot of things, and.Let's see if there's any questions.
对，那我们今天刚才也说了很多点，那先看大家有没有很多问题。Yes, Maharaj, here is a question from Fanai, the love of the Brahman. 顶拜 Guru 和各位奉献者，圣典菩萨法坛第三篇第十章第十四世界的要旨中，讲了关于三种毁灭。第二种是 Ananta 口中喷出的大火引起的毁灭是什么意思？怎么理解？ 请咕噜仁慈地给解释 Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is a question from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 10, Verse number 14. And in the purport, there is mentioned about the three different types of destructions. And the second destruction is that Ananda spilled the fire, and the fire caused the destruction. What's the meaning of that? How to understand it? Could you kindly elaborate it? Thank you very much.
Where does it come from?
From Canto 3, Chapter 10, Verse number 14, Spurput.
I have to look it up again.
Yeah. 请大家稍微等一下。
Yeah,
故事说要。
A lot of times, when they ask questions like this, it's not exactly what's in the book.
Okay.
So Chapter 3, Chapter 1?
No, Canto 3, Chapter 10.
I have to connect my computer to electricity. Just hold on a minute.
Okay. Large 的手那个电脑没电了，稍等一下啊。
Okay. That's something we should.As we understand nowadays, that we so often have to connect to the electricity for the phone, for the computer, you know, for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
The batteries don't last.
Right? Yeah, right.
Similarly,We have to stay connected to Guru and Krishna. We have to, you know, always connect to the Bhagavad Gita and always hear from the spiritual master in order to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we become dead, just like the phone becomes dead. It won't work if there's no electricity.
Yeah. Maharaj 刚才给我们举了一个非常好的例子，就是说呢，你看现在我们要用电脑，要用手机，那经常用着用着就没电了，然后呢，就必须要充电。那同样呢，那如果它不能，那这个没电了以后就不能用了，就必须得充电。那同样像我们也是一样的，如果我们要想继续让自己在灵性生活中活下去的话，我们就始终要让自己始终和Guru 还有经典，比如说《博迦梵歌》保持着连接，然后呢，通过他们给我们充电，使我们始终能够这样继续的有生命力。
Okay, three types of annihilation. The number one is easy to understand.
Yeah.
Scheduled time.
Yeah. 那么就在这里面讲了三种毁灭。那这一种毁灭呢，还是很好理解的，就是按照安排好的这个时间就毁灭了。
So that's referring to the end of the universe.
那所以这第一点呢，它指的是这宇宙的终了之时。
That's schedule.
The
life of Lord Brahma.
这是被时间定好了的，它是按照主 Brahma 的一生来定的。
Then the fire that comes from the mouth of Anantadeva, that's also described. That happens many times, and evidently it can happen not on schedule sometimes.
那然后这第二条呢，讲的是从 Ananta 的口中所喷出来的火。那这个呢，其实也是时有发生的，而且呢是会发生很多次。 这也是不可避免而发生的，但是它并不是按照一个时间计划安排好的来发生的。
But that's not a total annihilation of everything, partial.
但是呢，这个由 Ananta 口中的火所喷出来的这种毁灭呢，它并不是完全的毁灭，它是一个部分的毁灭。
And then, due to one's qualitative actions and reactions,
然后呢,
that means the body gets annihilated at a certain time.
然后第三条呢，就是由生物体的物质自然属性的影响下，活动及报应引发的毁灭。那也就是说呢，是人的这个躯，就是生物体上的这个躯体是随着时间的推移会发生毁灭。
Due to our karma.
是根据我们的业报来导致的。
That's our actions and reactions. What we do, and then we get a reaction.
就是我们
we get annihilated.
就是我们活动反应的结
果。Soul is never annihilated. That's my understanding.
那么就是我们在有了这个活动，然后呢就会引起反应，然后最后呢会导致躯体的毁灭。但是呢，这只是躯体的毁灭，灵魂是不会毁灭的，这是我的理解。Yes, Maharaj, the question is that she, it seems that she understands the first and third type of annihilation, but the second type, she is not very, she doesn't think it's very understandable, so...
I said what it is. If you see that it's on the cover of the fifth canto, that there are certain times whenFire comes out of the mouth of Lord Anantadeva and annihilates part of the universe. It can happen at any time.
Okay, 就是关于这第二项的这个毁灭哈，就是我们要是去
对。Like, you have a perverted reflection of dragons, fire-breathing dragons. That's just a.
Yeah. 如果我们要是去阅读《佛教版》第五篇的话呢，我们就会看到 Ananda Shesha。他会时时的会口中喷出大火，然后这样呢就会造成毁灭。但是呢，这个是不定时的发生的。那就好像我们就是有火龙，这个火龙它也会在呼吸之中喷出火一样。所以这个妨碍这位奉献者，不知道阿玛哈这样回答是不是令您满意了？如果您要是觉得不满意的话，您可以再继续的问哈。那我们先看下面这个问题了。So Maharaj, the next question from Rajendra Prabhu, Dingbai Maharaj, Dingbai 翻译和主持 Dingbai Ni Prabhu. 那么在这第一个要旨中提到 Thus there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called a Brahma Purusham. 这和 Brahman Buddha 是一个意思吗？Rajendra Prabhu asked a clusters of questions. The first question he's asking that,In the purport, it's mentioned that thus there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahma Purusham. Is this the same meaning as the Brahman Buddha?
Where is that?
I think this is from? I think he's talking about the verse of today. Rajendra Prabhu, 这个要旨是从今天的第十三章的第五十节的里面讲的吗？是这个世界的要旨吗？让你
听。You know, I can't hear it very good, so you have to tell me where it comes from.
It's from the purport of today. It's from the purport of today, which is verse number 13, chapter 13, verse number 5.
Yeah.
I do need to retrieve this particular. I don't know where is it in. The question is that if the Brahma Purusham is the same as Brahma Buddha. Yeah, merge in the in the third paragraph, the beginning part.
It's Brahma Sutra, you know. Now let's see.
No, Maharaj, in the third paragraph, of Purport, it said that as stated in the Taittiriya Upanishad 2.5, Brahma Pucham Pratishta, there is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy known as Ananda Maya, dependent upon free existence. But here in the Sanskrit, it is said about Brahma Pucham.
That's why we don't study Vedanta Sutra, because it's codes. And codes that can only be understood by expert, highly educated people who know how to understand the code. So we, you know, but the basic understanding there, and this is Anamaya, Brahma Pucham Pratishta. Now, I don't know the Sanskrit word Pucham.
No. Okay. 那么马尔就说，这也就是为什么我们不去学维丹塔苏舍的原因，因为在维丹塔苏舍里面全都是密码，那这密码呢，只有是非常高深精进的人才能够去解这个密码的。那么在这里面是 Brahma Pucham Pratisham， 然后马尔说他不知道这个 Pucham 这范文词是啥意思。So let's move to the next question. Or you want to speak a little bit more about this?
Most of these questions, you know, if we just take it for what it says, it's not, at least for me, it's clear. But if you try to interpret it according to all the stuff you learned in school and all the Buddhism you've heard and everything, then it becomes like covered by clouds. Just like Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma.
就是不如说呢，就是当我们在阅读这些字的时候，如果我们要是就是简单的看这些字表面的意思的话呢，其实我们是能够就是觉得这意思其实还是挺清晰的。但是如果我们要是再进一步的用我们之前所了解的一些，比如说佛教的知识啊，或者其他的一些知识，去使劲的去解读这些词语的时候，这会儿我们就好像变得更加的困惑了，就好像被云给遮住了一样，就好像是Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu对萨达巴玛所说的那样，萨达巴玛巴塔查拉所说的那样。
You know, like the fire coming out of Vyasadeva's mouth. That's what it is. It's not something other than what it says.You know, but if we try to think, what does it really mean, different than what it actually says, then you get into Jnana Yoga, unlimited speculation, going nowhere.
就比如说刚才说
的 It's like sitting in the train station for your whole life and thinking, should I take this train or that train? Maybe this one, maybe that one, maybe this one, you know, I don't know what to do, you know.You have to know where you're going. You have to take it for what it says.
那就好像是就是刚才说这个从 Ananda Dave 的口中喷出的火。其实这句话呢，在表面上看就是很简单，就是从 Ananda Dave 口中喷出的火。但如果我们要是再进一步的去使劲的绞尽脑汁去想，这到底是怎么回事啊？这火到底是怎么喷出来的呀？这到底是什么样一种图景啊？那么在这样的时候呢，也就意味着我们是处在了一个 Dhyani 的这种状态。那就好像我们就一直就会处在一种。无限的去推敲的一种状态，那就感觉像我们在火车站坐着，然后呢，就实在是没有办法去了解我到底要从这个火车站要去到哪一站，因为我一直在琢磨我要去哪儿。So next question, Maharaj?
Yeah, Pucham is a difficult word to explain. See, the Brahma Sutra.This sutra means code, so they're just very short statements. And then very hard to understand, although they're very clear to the scholar. But Lord, then Shankaracharya, he interpreted them in such a way to confuse everybody. Because it's very easy to do, because they're so hard to understand. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is an authorized commentary to really explain the Brahma Sutra. So we should be worried about the Srimad Bhagavatam, because that explains everything.
那么这个 Putram 呢是一句是一个很难去解释的一个词儿。Brahma Sutra 的意思就是 Brahma 的密电码。那在这里面呢，它其实是把每一个词非常的浓缩的清晰的去解释这个意思。那么它对于这个学者，就是真正懂的这个学者来说呢，是非常的一目了然的。但是呢，对于不懂的来说呢，他就很难。那么上课超人呢，就对这些密电码进行了解释，但他越解释呢，就会让人变得越来越困惑。
So, you know, there was in the purport it talks about objective and subjective. I don't know how much you understand that by just the translating the words.
Yeah.那刚对不起，刚才还有一段，马老师就说呢，因为这个圣典博达瓦盘它是这个维丹塔苏特的一个解释，所以说呢，我们就应该去好好的研读于圣典博达瓦盘里面的这个信息。那么在这个要旨里面呢，讲了关于这个主体和宾体的这个翻译，但是我们也不知道就是去理解这个主体和宾体，如果看这两个字的话，我们到底能够理解多少？而且我也不知道这个翻译里面，就咱中文里面是用的哪两个字。
So, subjective means, you know, we are putting our own feelings, our own ideas into something that we observe.
那么这个主体就是主观的呢，也就是说是把我们自己，就我们主动的去感受我们所感受的那种感觉。
Objective is just what you see, that's all. No interpretation, no emotions, no feelings.
那这客体呢，这个客观的呢，就是说你只是去看你所看到的这个东西，然后你不会去对它进行任何的解释，你也不会对它有任何的感受。
So like the news is supposed to be objective, it's just telling you what's going on, but it never is. Everybody puts their own ideas.
但是比如说这个新闻呢，它只是很客观的告诉你这个事情是怎么发生的，但是每一个人呢，他都会有对这个他所听到的这个信息有自己的解释。
Okay, so that's just a basic idea.
所以呢，这是一个很就是基本的信息。
You have to use both when you're expressing yourself.
但是呢，就是当我们在表达我们自己的时候呢，我们必须要通过主观的和客观的这两方面去做。那么下面这个问题呢，是还是老郑正跑步的啊？就是在这五个 Maya 的阶段呢，每个阶段都包含前一个阶段吗？比如说 Prana Maya 包括 Ana Maya 吗？OK. Well, then the next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. He's asking.About the five stages of the Maya. If the next Maya also included the previous Maya, for example, Prana Maya is included in the Prana Maya. Yes, right? 是的，包括。
Yeah, but not dominant.
但是它并不是去主控它。
As long as we have a material body, we have to eat. So sometimes Anamaya becomes very powerful and we run for food. We can't forget everything else.
因为呢，我们有这个物质的躯体，所以呢，我们就必须要吃东西。所以有的时候呢，就是对于这个食物的渴求，它就变得非常的占主导地位。我们可能就会放下所有其他的事情，就去追那个食物了，就一定要去吃那个食物。
But in Anandamaya, it's beyond all those other things. Only thinking of pure Anandamaya.
那么当处在这个纯粹的 Anandamaya 的时候，它是完全超越于其他的那些阶段的。
Okay.
Yes. The next question, still from Rajendra Prabhu. 灵魂不是被创造出来的，那是怎么来的呢？是 Krishna 扩展来的吗？This is a question about the soul. So the soul is not being created. So where the soul is coming from? Is that the expansion from Lord Krishna?
I hope he's asking this for the sake of new devotees.Not really, doesn't know.
I think
it's just like the sunshine. The examples are the sun and the sunshine. There's a sun planet. We get the sunshine in our house or in our country. We don't get the sun planet. So the souls are all coming from Krishna in the same way.
Yeah, Mar Mar 说呢，就这问题，他应该是就是应该是说，这种话不是替大家问的，并不是自己问，就并不是为了自己而问的。那么这个灵魂来自于 Krishna， 就好像是我们在阳在屋子里面接受到了太阳的阳光一样。那么这个太阳的这个球体呢，它不会进入到我们的房间里面，而是阳从太阳的球体来的这个阳光进入到我们的房间里面。那同样，我们这个灵魂呢，也都是。来自于 Krishna 的。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question, still from Rajendra Prabhu. 修习 Krishna 知觉是从这五个阶段的哪个阶段开始呢？第一阶段还是是第一个阶段是 Prasadam 开始吗 ？Prasadam 修习 Krishna 知觉这五个阶段。He is asking that for we practice Krishna consciousness, which stage of the five stages are we starting from? Is that the first stage is to start it from prasadam?
Yeah, but prasadam is not exactly, but like I said, as long as we're in the material body, we always think I have to eat in order to live. You know, it's a major part of our life.
那么就是不能就是确切的说是从 prasadam 开始，但是呢，就像我刚才所说的那样，就是当我们在处于这个物质躯体中的时候呢，我们就必须要去思考关于吃东西这个问题，因为我们只有通过吃东西才能够让自己去活下去。
So there are devotees, probably many, that you know, went to the temple just because they heard they have free food there and they were hungry. But then by eating prasadam, they get elevated very quickly.
但确实有些奉献者呢，他们之所以要去庙里的原因呢，就是由于在这儿有免费的食物可以吃到，有 prasadam 可以吃到，但是呢，他通过荣耀这里的 prasadam 呢，使他很快的得到了提升。
All right.
Yes.
It's not pure anamoya, like a baby that just puts everything in his mouth, you know.
所以呢，他这会儿的这个状态呢，并不是完全的 anamoya 的一种状态，就是像一个小婴儿一样，他什么都不懂，他只是把所有的东西都放到嘴里面，他那会儿并不是这样的一种状态。
Or like a chicken or something, they just all day long they just walk around eating.Do anything else.
So, sorry, who is that? Who is this?
Chicken. If you ever see a chicken, you don't see them in Beijing. But they're just always eating. They're just pecking the ground constantly. That's all they do. Or a cow grazing or a pig. They just eat all the time. So
yeah,
basically
yeah.
Anamoya. They can't think beyond that.
Yeah,
the human being can.
So, 比如说像这个动物，像这个小鸡啊，还有像这个猪圈里面的猪啊，还有这个牛场上的牛啊， 如果去观察他们的话，他们其实一整天他们都使劲的在寻找着食物，然后除了吃东西之外呢，他其实不会去干别的什么，他也不会让自己超越这个阶段。但是人类呢，是会超越这个 animal 的阶段的。
All right.
Yeah. And the next question, Rajendra Prabhu, 我们达到的第五个阶段 Ananda Maya 的极乐阶段吗？那是属于至尊人格首神 Krishna 的阶段吧。He's asking us, if it's possible for us to reach to the fifth stage, the Ananda Maya stage, isn't that the stage for Lord Krishna?
No, that's the stage of consciousness when you realize we're part and parcel of Krishna and we're just pure servants of Krishna. Fully realize that.
不是，这实际上是一个知觉所处的一个阶段。
Of course it's possible.
Sorry, Marsh, I didn't hear the last thing. Could you say it again?
Of course it's possible. All devotees are kind of on that stage. Otherwise we wouldn't be chanting Hare Krishna and trying to serve Krishna or asking any questions about Krishna.
Okay. But sorry, Marsh, please allow me to translate for the first part you say, because I think that's very important. 那么就是这个 Ananda Maya 的这个极乐的这个阶段呢，它是一种意识的阶段，实际上是所有的人都有可能达到的。当这个人意识到自己是灵性的灵魂，是 Krishna 的一部分，是 Krishna 的仆人的时候，他其实就已经处在了这样的一种阶段。那么可以说呢，就是大部分的这个奉献者他都是处在这样的一种阶段的，否则的话他不可能每天都在念诵，然后也不会去询问关于 Krishna 的问题了。
But you know, we're not on that stage like Rupa Goswami or something or Prabhupada, but to some extent we are. We know, you know, if we think about it, we know at least theoretically, I'm not this body. I'm actually an eternal spirit soul. The spirit soul is blissful and knowledgeable. But we haven't got full realization application. We have to practice. And chanting Hare Krishna, worshiping deities, all these things are indications of such a realization.
但是呢，但是我们现在所处在的这种阶段呢，并不是像说了 Rupa Goswami 或者像说了 Papa 所处在的那种阶段一样。但是呢，从理论上来讲，我们也知道了，我们并不是这具躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂。所以说呢，我们才会进行唱诵，然后呢进行我们的这种休息。所以说呢，从这个角度上来说呢，就是我们是，就是某种程度的达到了这个阶段。
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the next question from 喜宝马特吉，顶拜姑姑和老师，我在听《星际穿越》课程的时候听。Kumar 先是要超越物质元素的七层覆盖，再达到希瓦神的星球，然后才到是瓦昆塔，最后才是Krishna 最高的星球。请问 Guru， 是不是每个灵魂离开躯体之后都要这样的穿越经历呢？This is question from 喜宝 Manji. She's asking that when she is hearing the lecture of the journey of the planet. I'm sorry, maybe I didn't translate the name rightly for the book, but she said that she heard the journey of the Kumar. He passed through the seven covers of the material elements, and then he reached the planet of Lord Shiva. Then she reached the Vaikuntha. Then he went to the highest planet of Lord Krishna. So my question is that if it's true that every individual soul after departed from the physical body needs to go through the whole journey for reaching to the, you know, through all of the planets. To go through all of the planets. 不是的。
For a devotee who is remembering Krishna at the end of life, Krishna just takes him. This is just to show us all the different levels and how we've been everywhere and tried to enjoy on every different level and everything.
那么当一位奉献者当他在离世的时候呢，他如果是心里面想着 Krishna， 那 Krishna 就会直接把他带回到 Krishna 所居住的这个地方。那么您所刚才所说的这一套这个旅行呢，它是向让我们展示，就是我们都已经曾经都去过哪些地方。
All right.
Yeah. Then the next question. Oh, sorry.
We should understand we've been through all that back and forth. We didn't get to the highest level. Now we have that chance. So if you can be chanting at the time of death, you can somehow be thinking of Krishna, then Krishna just takes you right away. You don't have to stop. It's like there's some trains that stop constantly, right? Every 5 minutes they're stopping. And people get on and off.
Yeah, 那就好像是就是我们看到这段旅程的时候呢，我们应该意识到，就我们曾经来来回回的经历了所有的这些地方，但是现在呢，我们了解到了，我们其实是有一个捷径可走的，可以直接去Krishna那儿的。就是说，如果我们要是在生命的最后的那一刻，如果要是在念诵圣名，或者是通过某种途径要是想着Krishna的话，那 Krishna 呢，他就会把我们给带走。那么就好像是一趟列车，那有的这个火车呢，它是慢车，它每五分钟它就会停一站，它会一直在停。
It is also express train, non-stop. It just goes really fast and you don't stop and you get there quick. So that's what we're hoping for.
Okay, 那还有呢，就是快车。这快车呢，不停，一站就到了这个目的地。那这就是我们希望能够登上的那辆列车。Then the next part of her question is that 如果一个人活着的时候没有这些生命的知识，他会不会碰巧在死亡后超越进入灵性世界呢？ She's asking that if a person who you know, doesn't have any this spiritual knowledge during the whole lifetime, is that possible for this person you know, just by coincidentally go beyond you know, all of this realms and then reach to the spiritual world by the end of his death, you know, by the time his death.
Can you repeat that?
She's asking that for a person if who doesn't have any spiritual knowledge during the whole lifetime, is there any chance for this person on the moment of death, just all of a sudden, you know, by chance to go to the spiritual world?
Occasionally that happens, but
就这样的事情呢会偶尔发生。
Maybe by the mercy of the pure devotees.
但是呢，这个是必须要是在纯粹的奉献者的仁慈之下。
And it would be due to, you know, previous life, something that they've done.
而且呢，这也要取决于他在他前世可能做了某些事情。
But, you know, there's stories like that.
但是呢，有这样的故事。
You get some Agata Sukriti or something.
比如说这样的人他会得到一些 Agata Sukriti 就是不知觉的一些这个前生活动的积累。
Like there's one story, one terrible murdering thief.
比如说就有这样一个故事，就是一个很可怕的一个贼，然后呢他还有谋杀，他还就是有谋杀的行为。
He was...finally killed in the process of some criminal activity he was doing.
那他最后呢是在他所从事的一个谋杀活动中的丧命了。
And there was one Brahmana who every day he went to the Ganga and got a big pot of water and he was walking home.
那有一位婆罗门呢，他每天呢都会 到恒河里面去打水，然后呢，他正在往家走。
And he saw this dead body, so he threw Ganga water on it.
然后呢，他就看到了这具死尸之后呢，这个婆罗门就在这死尸上泼了一些恒河水。
And then the Yamadutas came to take that soul.
The Yamaduta 呢，此时要从这个就是要把这个灵魂给带走。
And the Vishnudutas came and they said, "No, you can't take it."
然后 Vishnuduta 呢就来了，说不行，你不能把他的灵魂给带走。
And they were arguing, he's so sinful, you know, we have to, this is our duty.
So 他们就开始吵起来了。Yamaduta 就说他罪大恶极，我们必须得履行我们的公务，要把他给带走。
And they had a big fight and the Yamadutas got all beat up. And
然后 Yamaduta 和 Vishnuduta 呢就有了一番酣战。Yamaduta 被打败了。
And then this Brahmin was walking and he saw these fish, Yamadutas all beat up and wounded. And
然后呢这个在行走中的这位婆罗门呢他就看到了被打得鼻青脸肿的这些 Yamaduta 们。
And he said, "What happened?" And he said, "They said it's all your fault. This is your fault." And he was bewildered. I didn't do anything.
然后婆罗门就问这些 Yamaduta 们，这到底怎么回事啊？然后 Yamaduta 就说，都是你的错，都怪你。然后呢，这个婆罗门就觉得很困惑，这怎么回事呢？我什么也没干呢。
And they said, "You put Ganga water on this sinful man." Therefore, the Vishnudutas came.
杨都塔说呢，就是因为你把恒河水泼到了这个罪人的身上，所以说呢 ，Vishnuduta 才来救他。
So you know these things do happen occasionally, but
所以呢，就这样的事情呢，确实是偶尔发生的。
Devotees want to help people and. So we're going out and we're sprinkling Ganga water books and holy name and trying to give prasadam to everyone because that can do something.
那么奉献者呢，其实是非常的希望能够帮助其他的人的，所以就为什么我们才会到外面去抛洒这个恒河水？这恒河水的形式呢，就是通过圣名、通过舍尔帕巴的书籍以及 prasadam 这种形式，去帮助别人。
Devotees are always praying for everyone. And Krishna, please help these sinful people.
奉献者总是在为所有的人在祈祷着。Krishna, 求你了，来帮助这些有罪的人吧。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. So the next question from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的敬拜，敬爱的圣姑 Deva， 请问。这国人、那国人就和男人、女人一样，都是业报的结果。如果认同自己是男人或女人，是这个国家的人或那个国家的人，那就是躯体化概念的产品。执着于这些就会障碍我们的灵性进步，可以这样理解吗？Hare Krishna. So this question is from Radha Nanda Mataji. Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Guru Maharaj. My question is that when we have the you know, when we identifying that we are from this country or from that country, or we are men or we're a woman, that actually is the result from our karmic reaction from previous life. So, if we are very attached to this identity, then will be the obstacle for us to make progress in our spiritual advancement. Is that true? Is that the right way to understand that? 是的。
Yeah,
是的
we have to have some intelligence. Okay, I do have a man body and I do have an American passport. But it's not me. That's just the temporary identity we have to use. But if we think I am, I'm not a spirit soul. I'm a Chinese, and I have to act like other Chinese people, and I can't, you know, give up drinking and smoking, then of course that's an impediment.
所以呢，我们必须要有智慧。那的确，我是一个男性的躯体，而且呢，我是有美国护照的。但是呢，这并不是代表着这就是我。这只不过呢，就是现在我，暂时要用的这么一个身份。但是，如果我要是
excuse me one minute.
Okay, yeah. 那如果要是我要是始终执着于我现在所处在的这种状态，然后呢，甚至还去饮酒作乐，然后去做那些。不该做的那些罪恶的事情的话，那它的确就是我们灵性进步的灵性之途上的障碍。马尔说呢，他稍微离开一下，他马上回来。
Okay.
Yes, Mark. Okay.Yeah, so question. The next question is from.
Do you have more questions?
Yeah. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Three more. The question is from a devotee. She's asking, 凡觉的五个阶段发展不太明白，请姑姑举例说明，谢谢。感恩。您指的是这五个 Maya 的这个阶段是吗？She is asking that the five Maya stages, she said that the realization of the five Maya stages are not very clear. So she said that it was okay for you to
It's absolutely clear. If you just open your eyes.
是这样的啊，就是我们如果是睁开眼睛的话呢，就会发现它其实是非常的清楚的。
It's so clear. We've explained it again and again, and read the purport, and then Borijan explained it even more. But it's so simple.
就这个概念呢，其实非常的清晰和简单的。然后呢，我们也看了书，我们也读了要旨，然后 Borijan 跑步呢也给他讲了更多的清晰，就是讲了更多的内容。
But if you're still on the Anamoya stage.And you just think I'm this body, and the body has to eat, and there's nothing else. Then you can't. It does, you know, it doesn't seem clear.
但是呢，如果要是你依然处在 Anamaya 的这个阶段，就是认为只是有吃的这个需求的话，那他的确可能就会处在一个不是非常清晰的状态。
I don't know, you know, what your question is.
我其实不是特别明白你的问题。
You have to pray, let Krishna please let me see the light.
就是那我觉得我们应该是向 Krishna 来祈祷，让Krishna 保佑我们能够见到光明。She's asking, she said that if it's okay for to give some examples for each of the Mayas.
The examples are there.What do you mean by example?
对，应该说举例说明指的是什么意思呢
？You can't see that. You know, it's explained over and over and over again.
那在这里面呢是反复的一次又一次的进行解释的。
Just we went over it for 40 minutes.
那我们刚才已经讲这个话题讲了40分钟的时间了。So Mark, next question?
Yeah.
The next question from Dalji Mataji. She's asking, 顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，顶拜亲爱的翻译和 Vaishnava 的奉献者的莲花族，顶拜您的莲花族，请问 Guru 灵魂是永恒的吗？那灵魂的数量是一个永恒的定数吗？还有增有减吗？ Mark, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet.And the lotus feet to all of the Vaishnava devotees. So my question is that if the souls are eternal and there are certain fixed amount of the souls, or you know, the numbers of the souls has been increased and decreased.
The souls are eternal. They're all part of Krishna. Krishna is eternal. Okay.And all the souls exist as long as Krishna exists. They always did exist.
那么就是这个灵魂呢
They just keep changing bodies.
这灵魂呢是永恒的。因为 Krishna 是永恒的。Krishna 是这个灵魂是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分。那么只要 Krishna 它存在，那么这个灵魂呢它就始终都会存在。但这个灵魂呢它只不过呢是在不断的在更换着躯体。So she's asking if the total amount of the total amount of numbers of the souls are increasing or decreasing, or they are just fixed.
No, they're always there. That's what I said. No.
So no.
No new souls. No souls die.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
If they were decreasing, that would mean souls cease to exist. No, the soul is eternal. Because by saying the soul is eternal, that answers that question automatically.
Okay. 那么就是这个灵魂的数量其实就是定在那儿的，就始终都是那么多，没有增也没有减。他们是永恒的。所以就是当我们说它是永恒的这个概念的时候，其实就已经自动的回答了这个问题。
But Maharaj, you know, some people also ask a question because, you know, we can see, you know, the population has been increased. So doesn't mean that, you know, the increased souls to be injected to create more populations. Sometimes people, you know, have this kind
of... No, the souls are always moving around, just like the population of Beijing changes if somebody moves in or moves out. But that person still exists.
Okay. 那我刚才不好意思啊，我追着刀具妈姐这个问题又补了一个问题。我说，那如果要是因为咱们现在这人口也越来越多，就有那么多人的这种降生，那可能就会有这样的困惑，就是是不是有更多的灵魂产生了，所以呢，他就必须要被注入到这个躯体里面，然后进行降生呢？然后姑姑说，其实不是的，就这个灵魂的数量它是一定的，但是呢，就是这些灵魂他们在不断的这种躯体中来进行着来回来去的折腾，来回来去的这个不同的降生，就好像这北京的这个人口也是一会儿有进来的人口，一会儿有出来的人口一样，有出去的人口一样。Thank you, Marge. Then the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 动物、植物顶多只能达到第三个阶段。而人体生命形式有可能达到五个阶段，可以这么说吗？感恩 Guru Maharaj 的耐心解答。This question from Rajendra Prabhu, he's asking that, so in that case, the animals and the plants, they only can reach to the third level of the Mayas. However, the human form can reach to the fifth stage. Is that the right way to understand? Thank you very much for your patience.
Humans can go to the top.
就人类可以去到最顶级，就是人类它的
Animals and plants,
最顶级。
I don't know if they even get to pranamaya. I guess they do, but we don't know exactly what animals are thinking about and everything.
那关于这个动物和植物呢，其实我不知道他们是不是都能够去到 pranamaya 的这个阶段。其实我们也许他们可能会达到，但是其实我们并不知道动物的内心中到底在想什么。
But they can't reach to Anandamaya. They don't have, as far as we know, but there are animals who somehow have realization because they live with devotees. They seek out devotees. Sometimes dogs just move into a devotee farm and don't leave.
但是呢，这个动物他们是没有办法去到 Anandamaya 的，但是有的时候这个动物它可能它也是能，因为它也动物有可能它可能会有这种觉悟。就是他会去寻找和奉献者们一起居住的这个机会。那比如说有些狗他就会找到奉献者的这个牧场里面，然后在那儿住下来。
Generally, that's why human life is special.
那所以为什么就说人类的这个生命形式是如此的特别？Thank you, Maharaj. The next question. 顶拜咕噜莲花族，请问一，生物永恒本性是服务和永恒职责有何区别？谢谢。Okay. Well, this question is from a devotee. She is asking, firstly, please accept my rightful obeisances to your lotus feet. And my question is that, because the nature of the nature of the living entity is eternally rendering a service to the Lord. So how is differentiated with the eternal duty, the eternal service and eternal duty? Are there any differences?
No.
没区别。
Yes and no.
有区别也没区别，就是是也不是。
Duty means you have to do it.
这职责就意味着是你必须得这么做。
But real service means you just want to do it, you just do it automatically.
But 真正的服务呢，是你想这么做，你想去做，你就是自动的想做，是出于爱去做。
So in our sadhana stage of life, you know, we have duty.
Okay,
I promise to chant 16 rounds every day. I promise to, you know, eat prasad or my, you know, different things like that.
就是当我们在这个规范修行的 sadhana 的修行的这个阶段呢，那我们所做的这些服务它就是一种职责，就是我们发誓要每天念诵十六圈，然后呢我们要每天荣耀 prasad。
So real service is seva, which means you just do it out of love and respect for the object of the service. It's not like somebody says you have to do this.
那么真正的这个seva 就是出于本就是自发的那种服务，那它是一个就是你特别想干的这件事儿，你出于爱去干的这件事，并不是把它当成一种职责，当成一种责任去完成。Yes, Maharaj. And the next question the next question from Akasha Mataji, 顶拜 Guru. 刚才 Guru 说到喝酒吃肉是灵性道路上的障碍。那么，那么就是给家里面的人买酒，或者是就是买。OK， 他这个问题就是应该就是说，就如果是为家里面人做饭，然后呢也会买一些肉去做一些肉的这个菜，会在灵性上有障碍吗？因为刚刚才接触奉爱，很纠结这个问题。This Mataji's question is that if we are cooking the meat dishes for the family members, will that also be the obstacles in your path of spiritual practice? Because I am just newly get in touch with Bhakti Yoga, so I'm quite entangled with this issue.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Repeat it. This devotee, she is just newly get in touch with Bhakti Yoga, and she still needs to cook the meat dishes for her family. So she's asking for the action of cooking the meat dishes for the family is considered as an obstacle for the proceeding of the spiritual path.
It can be. It depends on how you look at it.
它有可能会成为灵性上的障碍，这取决于您是从什么角度来看它。
There are so many devotees in that situation.
有很多的奉献者都处在这样的状态下。
They should talk to this devotee. Many have to do that. But they just do it, okay, this is my karma, and, you know, some devotees work in a restaurant or they work on an airplane and they have to serve meat and whiskey. It's their job. It's just, at the moment, it's just our karma. We have to live with it, but we don't meditate on it and think about it. We have to try to think of Krishna. And just pray to Krishna that we can, that this can change. Krishna can change anything. He's expert.
Yeah, 那所以呢，我们可以去和就是处在这样相同处境的奉献者去进行交流。那么这样的处境呢，是很多很多奉献者现在处在这种状况。那比如说有些奉献者他必须要在这个机场去上班呐、或者是在餐厅里面去上班呐、然后呢，他必须要在上班的时候给人家去这个服务，人伺候他们去吃有肉的这个菜呀，或者是给他们。这个服务他们去喝威士忌酒啊之类的，但是呢，在他脑子里面，他把这个只想成是他的业报导致了他现在必须要处在这样的状态。他不会去深度冥想，他在做这件事情，他冥想的只是他想着 Krishna， 他会向 Krishna 去祈祷，让他这个能够处理这样的状态。那么 Krishna 呢，他是无所不能的。所以如果当我们向 Krishna 去使着祈祷的时候， Krishna 他是会来帮助我们，然后最终是会让我们处理这样的状态的。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. So, all of the questions
All right.
you have been...
Okay, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Okay.
One more
Hare
question.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, one more question. 请问物质自然是短暂展示，又是总又是永恒怎样理解？是倒影又是真实怎样理解？感恩 Guru。She's asking that the material nature is temporary. It's a temporary manifestation. However, is also eternal, eternity. How to understand this? And also, it is a reflection. But at the same time, is also the truth. How to understand that? Thank you very much.
It's a perverted reflection.It's real, but it's always changing. So therefore, it's temporary.
它是这个一个扭曲了的倒影。它虽然是真的，但是它是不断的在变化的。所以为什么它是短暂的展示？
The energy is eternal, but it's sometimes manifested, sometimes unmanifested.
它有的时候呢会展现，它有的时候呢就不显现。
So it's not the eternal real situation, because everything comes and goes.
但是呢，它这并不是永恒的真实的状态，因为它时来时去。
But it does exist because it's Krishna's energy.
因为它是 Krishna 的能量。
So this it's a reflection.Of the things that go on in the spiritual world, but here it's perverted, so things get all you know, relationships are unpleasant. There's hatred, there's envy, there's so many things.
嗯嗯，那它这个倒影呢是灵性世界的实相的一个倒影，但是它又是一个扭曲了的倒影，所以为什么才会使我们的关系是处在这种不开心的状态，而且还会有憎恨，会有这个纷争，会有各种各样的状态。
Okay.
Yes,
yes. Thank you all very much.
March, one more question. Last question.
Okay.
How about me, sir?Hare Krishna, 请拜 Guru, 请 Guru 给我们建议，我们是应该盲目的遵循，还是应该深入的理解？ Okay, well, this question from Tapa Mishra Prabhu, he's asking that, first day he paid couple visits to you, and he's asking, if we get the suggestions from Guru, do we just, you know, simply follow the instructions from the spiritual master, or we need to deeply understand, deeply digest the instruction and then follow?
You'll never follow if you think you have to fully understand, and, you know.
You will never follow if you think
if you have accepted the spiritual master, then you take, you know,We know I cannot understand, but I'll do it anyway, and then Krishna will give the understanding. If you try to understand it first, service gives you understanding. Following the instruction gives you
understanding. 就是当我们从 Guru 那儿得到了这个训示之后呢，我们其实是不能够完全理解的，但是呢，我们要首先就开始去服务他所给我们的这个建议。然后呢，在服务的时候，我估计呢就会赐我们的理解力，然后呢，让我们去能明白顾客给我们的这个建议和理解到底是什么。
So, if you accepted the spiritual master, then you don't try to think I can't do this. I don't understand. That's just pride.A humble person says, I don't understand, but I'll do it anyway because Guru has told me.
所以说呢 Mahesh, there is some noise from your side. 那所以说呢
no,
就是
no noise.
看到鼓棒那么就是当我们接受了这位灵性导师，然后呢我们又在想，因为我不能明白他所给我的这个训示是什么，所以说呢我就不能去执行的话，那么这个其实是出于我们的骄傲。但是如果要是一个非常谦卑的人，那他就会在接受了Guru的这个训示的时候，他就会去执行他的这个训示，但是在执行的这个过程中，慢慢他就能够明白了。
So that's why we have to be very careful about the mind. Our mind is always looking for an excuse to not follow the instruction.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要非常的小心的去审视我们的心意，因为我们的心意呢，它总是在寻找着各种各样的理由，让我们不去遵循这个训示，然后呢，去按照我们自己的这个想法去做。
Okay, so you know, just talk of the mind.
所以说呢我们 sorry, because there is a very loud noise from your side, so it's hard, it's kind of covering your voice.
I don't have any idea what it is. There's no noise here outside. And it's coming from the internet or something. I don't hear any noise.
Okay, I don't know what's that.
So maybe it means time to finish. And the same, please...You know, read the Bhagavad Gita carefully, and then these questions are automatically answered.
Okay.
I'm happy to try to answer them, but we only answer them on basis of what's in the book.
Okay. 因为 Marge 那边呢，就我不知道为什么我这边听到他那边有一些这个声音的这个响动，导致听不清楚 Marge 说话的这个声音。然后 Marge 说，那这就是给我们一个提示，让我们今天这节讲课要停在这儿了。 然后王老师说呢，请大家一定要务必的去仔细阅读国家梵歌，因为在国家梵歌里面呢，为我们提供了所有的问题的回答。那我们在回答这些问题的时候呢，其实也都是按照书中的这些指点来回答的。Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, everybody. Yes, yes.
非常感谢大家，谢谢。Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Slow, low, long, long. With you, with you, with you. Yes.
所有荣耀都归智慧的奉献者，加油！晚分散之意。
Pretty fortunate. So you know now, please.
Yeah.
So you know now, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
晚分散之音服务源于听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感恩我们敬爱的塔利堪的玛尔对我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的所有的耐心的解答，谢谢Krishna Kumar Mataji 和 Sati Mataji 为我们安排了这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的温暖的，虽然外面特别特别的冷，温暖的周五云。 Hare Krishna， 深深的礼拜大家。